USA Radio News.
Firefighters are on high alert, working relentlessly on a fast-moving wildfire near Yosemite National Park that erupted Friday afternoon and prompted evacuations.
We're the top priority fire in the state right now. We have great crews there on the ground, and with the support with the aircraft, that we'll make some progress with this fire.
That was a spokesperson for CAL FIRE. As of Saturday afternoon, the Oak Fire has grown to 11,900 acres with zero containment. Meanwhile, the Washburn Fire, which firefighters had been working on since last week, was 79% contained after burning about 7.5 square miles of forest. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Police are investigating the death of an 11-month-old boy who had been in a parked vehicle for a long period of time before being found and pronounced dead. Police say the boy's mother inadvertently left him in the car while at work and found him unresponsive after her shift. Once the investigation is complete, the findings will be presented to the state attorney's office for potential charges. This is the second Florida child to die in a hot car this year. To avoid forgetting children inside the vehicle, experts recommend leaving important items in the back seat and making a habit of opening the back door every time you get out. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president is recovering just fine.
President Biden says he's been able to manage his COVID symptoms despite having a runny nose, a cough, and feeling fatigued. The White House physician says Mr. Biden's oxygen levels are normal, and he has not spiked a fever. On top of that, he's able to do his job in isolation. The president is being warned about the rebound effect, where some people feel sick again a few days after recovery. Just ask Dr. Anthony Fauci.
That's exactly what happened to me. However, that is not a reason not to give Paxlovid, because Paxlovid succeeded in helping me.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
T-Mobile has agreed to pay $350 million to customers affected by a class action lawsuit filed after the company disclosed last August that personal data had been stolen in a cyber attack. Nearly 80 million U.S. residents were affected by the breach. In addition to Social Security numbers, other information breached included names and information from driver's license. T-Mobile said the settlement contains no admission of liability, wrongdoing, or responsibility by any of the defendants. The company also stated that it expects court approval of the terms of the settlement as December 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.